welcome to Big Blue All Day, the podcast that brings you New York Football Giants content all day long. While your hosts toe-tap the line between podcast professionals and a bunch of fanatics talking shit at the end of the bar. Don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever podcasts are found. Adult content ahead, because you know, we're doing it live. All right, we got Roadhouse in the power chair, and we have Tracksuit Mike and Railway Tommy. You know, guys, it's been tough being a Giants fan since about 2011, but goddamn, those Commanders fans have got it bad. The New York Giants did what they always do. They beat the Washington Commanders. But right before we get to the Washington game, the Giants did take the Bills to the down to the wire. Tracksuit, were you in Buffalo? Did I get that correct?
I was in Buffalo, yes. It was a great time. I wore my whole getup with the chest showing and the chain and shit. We sat fourth row, really good last-minute seats. I wish the Giants would have won just to humble those Bills fans a little bit, but they've been humbled their whole lives, so we'll let them have this one.
What was the weather up there? How was the tailgate scene?
The tailgate scene was incredible. I mean, it's like, you went to Green Bay with us, right? Or no?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. I don't know if you've ever been to Buffalo, but it's like, it's in the middle of this neighborhood, Orchard Park, and like, everybody's house, like people sell their parking lots, like their driveways as parking lots on Sundays for like $40 a spot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we went to the Danny's Buffalo Cuisine, which is on the corner of Big Tree Road and Jim Kelly Boulevard for you Buffalonians out there. It was a great time. Great time. The Bills fans loved it. Loved my outfit. You get a few talking a little bit, but you know what? They've earned the moxie to be talking. They have been a pretty good team.
In that game, a couple of stupid mistakes and the Giants win, not to mention that there was a penalty on the last play.
Here's the thing about the penalty. Yes, there was a penalty, but we got away with murder against the Commanders. It's the only reason we made it to the playoffs. So,
yeah,
if we're going to give it, we got to take it too.
All right,
sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles, man. It sucks. I wish we would have beat the Bills. It would have been so great. That would have been – because nobody looked at the schedule and said, oh, we're going to win that game, especially, as the season started to unfold.
But then you fast forward, and then the Giants do what they always do. They beat the Commanders. Tommy, you're not drinking any of this crazy. I hear, like, Evan on WFAN talking about the Giants, saving their season, the chance for the playoffs. What did you think after the Commanders game, Tommy?
Yeah, I was just happy that we won and got back on track. The schedule, we knew what it was going to be like. You know, we're dealing with Saquon hurt, Daniel Jones hurt, not playing well, and we just didn't look good from the beginning of the year on. And we're playing a team that we have success historically against, and went out and took care of them with Tyrod Taylor playing a quarterback. I still think at this point, we're looking at a good finish the rest of the way. We might be looking at, 7-10, 6-11. I know those are the new numbers. I don't think we're going to the playoffs, but I do think we win 4 or 5 more games. They looked a lot better. I think they've adjusted now, and hopefully when Daniel Jones comes back, they do some of the same things that made Tyrod successful, moving the pocket, getting rid of the ball real fast. Guys have been playing well. Glowinski had his best game as a Giant the other day. So things that need to happen, because nobody's coming in here outside of Justin Pugh. I know, like, we're all signed Lael Collins. It's not happening. Like, these are the guys that you have for the rest of the year. You may pick up another guy here off the couch, for depth. But, there's no left tackle coming in to save the Giants' offensive line in the season. But I think Evan's trying to use – he's using a little reverse psychology, like, oh, yeah, the Giants, because, it's the Jets Super Bowl this weekend, it's funny how I was reading an article, the players don't care about it. It's more of a fan thing. If the Jets win this, it does a lot for them and keeps them in the hunt. And Aaron Rodgers is listening to Dolphin Sex, and he's going to be back. And you know, be back for the playoffs. But for the Jets, if they come out and win, they're rolling. They're looking a lot better than if they go 3-4 in the AFC. The Giants,
yeah, we're trying to claw you know, way back to 500 here.
Win and get to 3-5, and I'll be happy. I'm still not saying, hey, here come the playoffs. You know.
But well, speaking of that makeshift line, anyone who's criticizing Justin Pugh for his play at left tackle needs to have their head examined. This guy is a guard. He's doing what the team is asking him to do. He not only is he a guard, he's an older player who is coming off an injury and playing a position that he hasn't played since 10 years ago. His play was decent, and Glowinski's improvement. And just really to see Tyree Phillips out there playing better than Evan Neal, does not bode well for the future.
Yeah. I mean, we can hope Neal can be a solid guard if he's not a tackle.
I think we're to that point. I think this year, I think because of just injuries and what's going on, you're going to see him out there for a little longer. It could happen this year, and I think next year a full – set of OTAs and training camp, he's going to get a shot at guard, and then he becomes one in the long line of unsuccessful Giants draft picks on the offensive line, unless he makes it, you know, at guard. But
here's the thing: we drafted him at 7th overall to be the tackle. Like, if he's just like an all right guard and a terrible tackle, like, there's still a loss in the draft, big time.
Yeah, you just got to hope that if he does move, you know, if he's a Pro Bowl guard, I know you're not drafting a guard at 7, but you'll take it. It's better than completely blowing the pick. You need to get something out of him.
But anyway, we are what we've been doing is avoiding the elephant in the room. So we're going to go ahead and revive an old segment that I like to call the Daniel Jones Court. Listen, last season, Jones silenced even his most obnoxious detractors. But the slow start has Big Blue Nation clamoring once again. On one hand, Tyrod Taylor's 1-1 and damn near beat the Bills in Buffalo. On the other hand, they've only scored 23 points in those two games. But the 2024 QB draft class is loaded with talent. Tracksuit, take us into court.
Oh, well, I can't believe we're back here. I thought we had an answer, but it's still it's incredibly troubling. I mean, we gave him the money, and we're not seeing too many results. He's hurt again, you know. I don't know, like, how much better is Jones than Tyrod? That's a question I have for you.
Yeah, is he that much better? I don't know. That's the problem when you have a guy with the dead cap number is 81 this year and it's 69 this next year.
No, but 2025, it's only 22. That's what it has to be.
Yeah, it's down to 2022 and 2025.
You're looking at 2 seasons minimum. I mean, here's the thing about the contract, though. They had to do it. Like, this guy won you the first playoff game since the Super Bowl 12, you know, years ago. What are you going to do? You're going to let him walk? And maybe you should have, but, I mean, then you have bad draft position. Then you're going into the season with just Tyrod Taylor. It was a troubling situation, and the Giants, I thought, did the right thing at the time, and I stand by that. And, you know, hindsight's 2020. Who could have predicted this slow of a start?
Yeah, the schedule was tough. Daniel Jones doesn't play well right out of the gate. Then he gets hurt. I'd be more the guy can't stay healthy angle, okay, with the guy can't stay healthy angle than the guy's underperforming. He really hasn't been out there that much this year, and it's because of the number. He got $40 million. If he walked, all we would have been doing is screaming about how bad the quarterback situation is with Tyrod Taylor and whatever journeyman we signed and brought in to compete with him for a spot. You got to look at it from Tyrod Taylor's 35 years old. He's an excellent backup quarterback in the NFL. Probably should have been a starter for a little longer than he was when he was younger. Always had bad luck with injuries himself. you know, the ribs in San Diego and then Los Angeles, right? Chargers, those things that happened to him along the way. But Daniel Jones, I'm going to come in, you know, and be the defense here. You have to give him more than the beginning of the first four games of the season to say that it's a total bust. And, you know, you give him this year, hopefully he gets back and gets out there and the second half of the year and next year shows that, you know, he was the right choice. The line was absolutely atrocious when he was out on the field. You know, he's running for his life. I was screaming the first couple of games. Why is this guy even still in the game? Take him out. Like, I thought he was going to get killed week one against Dallas with that pass rush. But I don't think we're just going right now. It's on. It's done. I still don't think we're going to be anywhere near the point in the draft where you're going to have a shot at Caleb Williams, who could make more money at USC, but supposedly we are on the list of teams where he would like to go if he comes out this year.
I heard that report was bullshit, by the way.
So I'm a little skeptical. I'm a little skeptical about this guy.
Hey, yeah, what the fuck is he asking the ownership for? You heard that
ownership
shit?
And if that's even true, but hey, you know, the guy's 0-3 against Utah, loses to Notre Dame. You know, in big games recently, he's come up short. Hey, if we were terrible and we had no quarterback and we had Tyrod Taylor going out there every week and we're, you know, 3-14 at the end of the season with the first or second pick and we can make it work, but you're not going to, right? We have two wins now. You figure we pick up a few more. We're not going to be in that range where we're looking at him. And then these other guys, you know, you're in the same boat. And I really don't think you draft anybody this year because of what you're paying Daniel Jones. He's going to play the next couple of years. You can't get out of it. I mean, I think the only team with a worse hit at quarterback is probably Cleveland. You know, they're praying that guy does something that they could void the contract because they're stuck. But we're not going to have a $80 million cap hit or $69 million cap hit and draft a rookie who you're going to want to play. And it's not like Daniel Jones is a guy where you can go, hey, we could start Caleb Williams behind him. He'll learn. That's not happening.
Yeah. So for the court, I think you make a good point. It's definitely too early to tell. He's really got that next season. That's a $69 million dead cap hit. So you would be keeping him on the roster or dumping him for nothing or for someone that's going
to
take
it
on.
It could be a Carson Wentz Eagles situation. How much dead cap did they have to eat when they traded him?
About that.
Yeah.
About that. But I don't think they would do that. I think they'll stick with him another year. But anyway, let's close out the court for this week and we'll see what happens. Move on to four down territory. We look at the top game planning focus the Giants need to deliver on this week against the freaking Jets. You know, actually, I'm pretty neutral on the Jets in general. I'll root for them when they're the underdogs. But as soon as that little brother gets a little too uppity, thinking their shit don't stink,
no, fuck that. That's stupid.
Trying to set them in their place. And listen, let's be honest. I never wanted Aaron Rodgers to get hurt. But could that injury not have been any more scripted? For that perfect team, just end the season in three freaking plays. But anyway, first down. Who wants to take first down?
I'll go. You know, we saw, and I talked about it earlier, so they got to get the ball out quick. He's not going to have 4 or 5 seconds back there, whether it's Tyrod or Daniel Jones. You got them. Both of them are able to move outside the pocket, you know, quick plays to the tight end. Wide receiver screens to Saquon, you know, hitting Waller, you know, in the flat, quick passes to him. He had his biggest game. We finally saw, you know, everyone as advertised, Waller the baller. He's coming in. He's going to make all these plays. And he went out and got his first touchdown as a Giant. Got to continue using him like that, although he popped up on the injury report today, not a full participant in practice. So maybe just a rest day after a big week. Hopefully he has no type of setback where he's, you know, questionable going into the game. But, you know, to get these guys, you know, to safely complete these passes, you got to move them a little bit. You got to move the pocket.
So the Jets defense is freaking awesome. You have to admit. And it makes the Commanders' defense look pretty ordinary. So luckily, Sauce Gardner's a little dinged up. Their other defensive end, what's his name, Jermaine Johnson, he's a little dinged up. So that's only hope. But yeah, especially if Andrew Thomas looks like he's not going to play, it's going to be a long.
Why did they put Andrew Thomas on IR?
Well, that's the thing. Hamstrings are tricky. You know, you can't.
Yeah, no, they are. But at the same time, I mean, if he suffered that setback before Arizona, what the hell are we doing?
Well, who would you pick up and put on?
I don't know.
You know, it's not a. It's not like.
It's not cut and dry, but like, dude, like something. I don't know.
But yeah, no doubt about it. The ball is going to come out quick, and they just got to hope that they can hit Hyatt over the top, just to give them a little breathing room, so they don't have eight in the box every freaking play. All right, let's go move on to second down. Tracksuit Mike.
So for second down, we have got to keep the pressure up on Zach Wilson. The guy he's looking like he's improving. Like, he's not like as dog shit as he was last year. Seems like he's starting to pick it up a little bit. But what the Giants really need to do is force him to make bad throws and up the pressure. I mean, Wink's going to dial up the six-man blitz. I'm pretty sure the Giants blitz with six or more. Like, I think it's like the most in the league right now. Which you live by the sword, you die by the sword too. So maybe he'll beat us for something. Maybe he won't. Maybe it's an old school defensive game, and 9-6, which was my prediction for the Commanders game, by the way. But thankfully, it wasn't.
Yeah, as long as there's we just need to send over like a MILF convention at the team hotel for the game. Get them a little distracted.
Cougars, banging though. Moms. Cougars. You got to send cougars.
Banging moms, throwing bombs. Yeah, Zach Wilson is he actually has been improving the last few weeks, but still, he's a guy who's going to get got, I think, by Wink and the creative looks he's going to give him. Speaking of getting got, third down.
So, you put pressure on him. He's been much better this year. They've been happy. You hear most fans, and when Sala, they're not giving up on him. He's their guy. They're going to ride with him. They didn't bring anybody in. However, he's still mistake prone. He's still a young quarterback, and the Giants need extra possessions to win the game. They need a short field, so you got to win the turnover battle. And there's two people I want to talk about, and one of them was the number one rated linebacker, PFF grade-wise, in the NFL list this past week, Micah McFadden, with an 89.8 grade. And it's nice to see improved play. Like we always say, like, that's not the end-all, be-all of that means he's the best linebacker in the game, but he's playing well. His tape looks good, and that's what we need, because, you know, Thibodeau is actually coming on, right? Everybody's like, oh, you don't hear from him, this, that. I saw WFAN Sean Maresch had showed some stats. Michael Strahan in year two, Giants legend and Hall of Famer, 4.5 sacks in his second year. KT has 5.5, you know, this early in the season with all these games left to play. So he almost had a big one that he would have walked into the end zone. We need these guys to pressure Wilson, you know, force fumbles on, Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, if he plays, if he's still a Jet at that point, and continue to play improved football on defense and get us some short fields, get us some extra possessions that'll get the offense in good spots against a tough defense.
Yeah, I don't think that if they don't get turnovers, they don't generate turnovers, and even if the Jets are punting and the Giants are starting in the, you know, around the 20-yard line, 25, 30-yard line, that's a long field against that defense. So the only chance they have is those to get those short fields and even potentially score some special teams or defensive points. All right, with that, Tracksuit, take us home with fourth down.
Fourth down is Saquon should be the best offensive player on the field, and he has got to show it. I mean, he has got to put this offense on his back if the Giants have any prayer of winning this game. Now, I think it's going to be, you know, he should. I mean, how many touches did he have last week, Roadhouse? It seemed like he was carrying the ball quite a bit.
He was, and he got involved in the passing game. So I think, no, they had a pretty good balance. That's the other thing is they have to maintain that balance, even if it's not working right away.
Yeah, the run is going to be tough. They got some really good players up front, man.
But they can. It doesn't need to be a run always. You know, it could get them a toss, get them a, you know, a screen, get them in the slot. Whatever it is, you can line them up outside and do a wide receiver screen type situation.
Yeah, no, we have got to get Saquon the ball, and you know Waller too. I loved Waller last week. Let's see how healthy he is. I mean, it's like this offense has so much potential, but they're only putting up fucking single digits every game, man. Like besides those two drives against the Commanders, like they went 3 and out, like. Fucking 12 times, dude.
Yeah.
It's hard to win football games when you're not converting the third downs.
Seem they don't score a lot of points, and it's hard to win in the NFL without scoring a lot of points. But go ahead.
I was just going to say the defense is actually starting to show up these last few weeks. So,
yeah, thank God. Thank God. And that's the thing. That's it. I mean, I hate to – we're not going to do our segment, Never Bet the Giants, but if you were, this game has all the makings of being a 6-3 game. If the Giants win, that's the only way they'll win is if it's a field goal competition and it's not much more than 12.
Oh, I got to deal with the Jeff fans at work if we lose them 3 regular season matchups in a row, bro.
But now that I say that, it's going to be like 28-21.
But you think we're scoring 21? I hope so,
no,
bro.
No, I don't. I think it's going to be a 9-6,
realistically, it's probably going to be like 17-11 or 17-12.
You know, we're moving into huge predictions.
Oh, there you go.
Come on. Listen, Huge Predictions is not brought to you by Fusillo Automotive, but we are working on it. So if anyone knows their VP of marketing, hit us up, bigblueallday.com.
What is that? It's huge, Tom, huge!
All right. This week, we're keeping it simple. It's the Battle of New York. It's no Rex Ryan or Brandon Jacobs. No Victor Cruz 90-yard touchdown. But who owns New York?
Who owns New York? So who's winning this game? That's what you're saying?
It's not that complicated. We're not talking about real estate deals.
Well, I thought you were talking about like the fans, like the young fans are all probably Jeff fans because they like Aaron Rodgers. And they got good young players, Sauce and Garrett Wilson.
You mean the
think
three,
about that?
You mean the three plays that Aaron Rodgers?
Well, just because the hype, the offseason hype for Aaron Rodgers was ridiculous. I mean, 5 straight months of talking on the fucking FAN about Aaron Rodgers possibly coming,
and he's coming back. He's going to be back. He's going to play this year on a torn Achilles.
If he does, that's incredible.
He's not playing this year.
On Pat McAfee every week and telling him he's going to play. You know, he's upset now because Taylor Swift is talked about more than him. So, you know, he's got to stay in the news. But I mean, he's not out there on Sunday. So, you know, the quarterback situation's kind of a wash. The Jets have a better defense. I like the Giants to rebound, and we're not doing Don't Bet the Giants, but I'm betting the under. And I think it's 16-14, a Graham Gano field goal, 1 Giants touchdown, and the Giants win 16-14 late in the fourth quarter.
Wow, I would love that. I'm going to be at this game, so I've never been to a Giants-Jets regular season game before. So I'm actually very nervous about like shit's going to go down. Like, I don't know, I feel like tensions are high.
I don't know. Aren't Giants fans pretty much just like over it at this point? They're like, no one is expecting to win.
The only time I bet a lot of Giants fans sold their tickets too because they're so expensive.
The only time there's big fights is when you're supposed to win and you don't, and the team doesn't show up. That's when it gets dangerous.
No, but you know, you combine a man and alcohol and other men and alcohol.
It's inevitable.
You're going to have some problems. That's just how the world has always been, dude.
Can't argue with that.
All right. So my huge prediction is going to be Jets win 24-13. I don't feel good about this game at all, man. All
right, here's my
huge. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be there and laugh in the face of sorry-ass Jets fans. Trust me.
Here's my huge prediction. Andrew Thomas is ready to go. They're playing coy with the media. He's limited, but he's going to start. Justin Pugh is going to be left guard. He's going to play great. John Michael Schmidt is going to be back, solid. Lewinsky is going to keep up what he's doing. He's going to be a solid guard. And Tyree Phillips is going to be your right tackle, being serviceable. Giants win 24-20.
Love it.
All right. Let's not bicker over who killed who. And let's end tonight with the fact that the New York Jets just simply are not aware that the Giants are young.
They're aggressive.
I guess they're improving.
From New York.
Football.
Giants.
All right. For Tracksuit Mike and Rahway Tommy, I'm Roadhouse. And we're God, Big Blue all goddamn day. Good night.